Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 7:45. New Mexico state lawmakers aren't supposed to raise money or campaign while they are in a legislative session. But the New Mexico Secretary of State's office said this week, nothing in the state's campaign finance laws prevents them from having a donate button on their campaign websites. New Mexico Secretary of State spokesperson Joey Keefe says the state law doesn't bar state lawmakers from having the donate button where supporters can actively give money to a campaign, but he says those lawmakers can't send out emails asking people to visit their websites to donate. Keefe says Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver encourages state lawmakers to remove the donate buttons as a, quote, best practice. A number of state lawmakers are running for other offices. Saying the El Paso region has seen a rise in cross-border apprehensions, the Homeland Security Department announced a big change this week. The department will be replacing a vehicle barrier along about 20 miles of the border with bollard-style walls. Fronteras reporter Michelle Marisco has more.
It's the latest push by the Trump administration to replace infrastructure along the U.S.-Mexico border. What's being replaced is barrier built less than 15 years ago that was intended to stop cars, not people.
They're replacing even more extensive fencing in San Diego. They're planning they've got a triple layer wall there and are planning to replace all of it, I believe.
Brian Segui is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, an environmental group suing to stop the new walls from going up. The project will begin at the Santa Teresa Port of Entry in New Mexico, near the Texas border, and run about 20 miles west. An agency spokesman said the new border wall will be more effective. From Tucson, I'm Michelle Marisco.
What do Democrats need to do to win New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District? Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
We need to get New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District out of re-Trumplican hands. Right-wing ideologue Steve Pierce held it too long. We have three chances. Las Cruces native Xochitl Torres, a water lawyer, Angel Pena, a local environmental activist, and Mad Hildebrandt, a vet with a PhD in history. A fourth, David Bach, another environmental lawyer, campaigned hard but recently quit the race and is endorsing Torres Small. All three should be on my radio show soon, Xochitl on Wednesday, January 31st. My main hope is that none of the three, or their supporters, does anything that would hinder all of us uniting behind the nominee in June. It will take that unity and real excitement, and hard work by the three candidates traveling the biggest congressional district in the U.S. that isn't a state. Late last week, an anonymous letter made the rounds. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which has historically treated our candidates in a pretty shabby way, is reportedly excited about Ms. Torres Small. The anonymous letter attacks her for that, snidely calling her Mrs. Small. Her husband is State Representative Nathan Small. The letter also called her, quote, an assigned candidate, unquote, as if the DCCC's support somehow required us to vote for her. It doesn't, nor should the DCCC support be used to attack her. We can each vote as we choose. Whatever the DCCC's sins, Torres Small isn't responsible for them. As Bach said, I don't blame Xochitl at all for the way the National Party handles its business. He said Sunday night that he's enthusiastically supporting her. DCCC support, if it means actual funding in the general election, could be very helpful in beating the Republican candidate, but that's just one factor among many. All three candidates need to visit this quite varied district and see how people react to them and their messages. Pierce couldn't have won and kept winning without some Democratic crossover. Whose message and whose personality will help convince those Democrats to come home? I'm real interested in how this comes out. Anonymous letters should play no role at all. Hard work and maybe a little personal magic will matter. So, much as I hate to say it, will money. Sochi's an exciting candidate with exceptional skills and deep local roots. Angel is very real, very diligent, and very committed. Hildebrandt, I'm told by a friend, has campaigned hard, tailored her message to audiences, and raised some money, and won't be going anywhere. But please, not another re-Trumplican.